Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts, and they'll learn the truth. Then they'll come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap. It's not easy to speak with those who oppose you. Many people in that position are likely to be forceful and strident in their tone. They want to win their arguments and convince their opponents that they're absolutely wrong. However, Paul urged his young friend Timothy to be gentle as he confronted his many opponents, simply because the gentle approach is always the godly way. Trying to batter people down with our arguments might feel good, but it's not the way of the Spirit. Paul knew that through gentleness, the opponents might change their minds and learn the truth. Gentleness is a difficult word to handle because it might sound like weakness and softness, but true gentleness is strong and determined as well as gracious, kind and loving. Reading these verses reminds me of my most effective teachers. They're all very clear about the facts and what they believed, but they shared their learning with such kindness and gentleness that they also taught me about how to live. What impresses me here is that Timothy is being encouraged to engage with his opponents. I fear that we often keep away from the people of other religions and philosophies. When was the last time you or your church asked for a meeting with people from your local mosque or Hindu temple or synagogue? It's so important for us to have conversations with people who are totally opposed to Christianity. And as we do so, we need to remember that our approach should always be gentle. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you regularly meet with people who oppose your Christian faith? And if not, how do you think this could be arranged? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, help us to love those who are opposed to our Christian faith and to always speak to them with grace and gentleness. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.